So what have we discovered tonight? We discovered that in trying to define the categories, that we've dealt with the categories of Shah so far. Karen, Shane, Virago. Karen, we discovered, in the eyes of Rashi, of course, with the voice defining from Rashi, Rashi understood Karen was intentionally kavonah lahazik. Kavonah lahazik, that the animal has had no other reason to do this besides damaging. That's Karen. And anything that is similar to that case is going to be a total of it. Anything that has kavonah lahazik, no other reason. Then we came on to Regel. Regel, we know, is an animal that damages by mistake, unintentionally, has no rotsin to damage over here. He's going along his normal activities of life, and it happens to break things as he does his normal activities. That's a shogeg of a shah. That's called Regel. And therefore, totals will be, if it has that criteria. Shame, which we were discussing in detail yesterday, was we came to a conclusion in Rashi, not in Tosfos. Tosfos is a different shitta, but at least in Rashi we came to a shame. It's not an action of damage at all. As far as that animal is, when we see the animal doing this activity, we wouldn't naturally call this activity he's doing an activity of damage. Either he's the classic one, he's consuming food. We only know it's damaging if you tell us information, you know, this food is not the owner's, it's somebody else's. But the actual activity which we perceive and see in our lives, without that information that this is somebody else's food, we say this is not damaging, this is consuming, he's doing a consumption, doing a consumption activity, not an activity of damaging at all. So only damaging because it happens to be somebody else. So therefore, it will also be in that criteria as well. When Be'etzem, the story as it is, without information, we would not see this as a damaging act. We would see this a consumption act, getting a no act, rolling on the floor to scratch his back. The animal's involved in activities of getting some benefit. And we only realize that it's called damage because it belongs to somebody else. So that's called shame in the eyes of Russia. Now we're going to start the sugya today. We're going to start and decide. Now we move to bar. Bar, what makes up bar? What's the criteria that makes up bar? Yeah, that's a sugya later on in self-defense. Is there a clause, a release clause? We call that release clause by self-defense. We'll see what it is. I'm going to define the criteria because this clause should see the Supreme thing. Now we're going to find out bar. Go into the criteria. What exactly is bar? What's the definition that makes up bar? So let's first, everyone turns to, just going to read the Mishnah in Daf Nun on the base. Everyone turns to Daf Nun on the base. And we'll read the Mishnah over there as an introduction to the next command. No moment, based the Mishnah says like this. A chofa bar b'rishul sarabim. So if he digs a hole in the public place, but not for the sofa shah chamar, some animal belonging to somebody falls and lives and gets damaged. Chayev, the one who dugs the hole is chayev. Echo chofa bar, siya, chamara, ritzin, nitzin, doesn't matter what type of holes, different shapes of holes, different types of holes. But at the end of the day, whatever the hole was, you're chayev. It gave love and love and bar. So if every type of hole is five, why did the Torah say the word bar? So just to tell you a halacha, wants to tell you a halacha, it doesn't mean dafka bar. What's the halacha he wants to tell you? Ma bar sheish bo kadei lahim. It just as a whole, it has, by definition, a bar. It's something which is tense and it can kill. Of course, sheish bo kadei lahim is a sort of thing. So anything that any time, a structure which is like a hole, even it's not exactly like a bar, another type of ferit, and it's similar, those type of things, has to be also a 10 to tefachim, at least 10 to tefachim. If the depth of the hole is less than 10, But not from the second shah, and then a shah falls on it and dies. Potter, then the owner of the hole is Potter from paying. Because only a hole which is 10 that causes death is chayav to pay. A hole which is less than 10, let's say 9, which kills, is not, the owner's not chayav to pay. But in Muslim, well, chayav. But even if it's less than the hole, and it causes damages, not death, then the owner of the hole is liable to pay. So, you see from this Mishnah, that's all we're going to learn from this Mishnah. A halacha, there's two categories it seems to be. There's a hole of 10, which the owner is chayav liable for any death or damages in that hole. Whoever owns that hole is chayav for death and damages that hole causes. That's a hole of 10. A hole of 9, the owner is chayav only if there's damage caused by it, not if death. That's what the halacha comes out. Yeah. Now, we're talking about Mr. Sarabim, so therefore that Matthew says it's Labdach. The ownership here we're talking about whoever created the hole, then the halachas of 10 is for death and damage, and the halachas of 9 is just for damage. Okay. Oh, yeah, fine. I'm covering also, we'll get to the chiddushim of Baal when the stories come up. Now let's go back to our Gemara Daftalot. Go back to our Gemara Daftalot. And I'll give you out these papers. And one comes. Yeah, there they go. Now, if you read the Pasuk in the Torah, which is the top of the page, it says that we talk about Paul. It says, ki yiftach ish ba, o ki yichra ish ba. Somebody opens up a ba, like Mr. Welling says, it's bad, digging a hole. Somebody opens up a hole, or he digs a hole, below it has ever, and he doesn't cover it up. But not for shava shava ba, an ox or donkey falls in. Ba la ba yisharim gesef, the owner of that hole has to pay money, yoshim elabanov, behem ha'isiyah loan. Okay. The owner of the bar has to pay money for what the hole did. And Yosef the Baalim, he has to return the money to the Baalim. The owner of the donkey will have to get compensation. But Mace, he had a loan. And the dead carcass, which the hole created, will now belong, after being paid, will belong to the Mace, he had a loan. Yeah. Well, the Gemara discussed who the loan is, but the dead carcass will belong to him. That literally means. Yeah. Now, so what's the Pasuk talking about? What's the scenario that happens? According to the Pasuk, the Torah is talking about what happened. He dug a hole, and what happens? And what's the Torah saying? What's the case? And what happens to the ox? And it dies. So the Torah is talking about someone dug a hole, and an ox fell in and dies. Okay, that's what the Torah is talking about. So now let's see the Gemara. Let's start the Gemara. We go to the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Nine lines up. That's where we're up to. Beginning of line is Ella. Beginning of line is Ella. Just towards the end, it says, "He ka amar akar." This is Gimel on the Tav. Gimel on the Aleph, 9 lines up, lines Ella. Thing is, lines Ella. And the Gemara, in the Etos, it says, "He ka amar akar." He ka amar akar are told unto Bob. When a Papa said his bin, let us suggest that Papa said his bin. What a Papa said, let's remind us of what Papa said. But Papa says, I've got a case out there. There is a tolda, something similar to an out of the party, which is not so good to land, is to be similarity, and therefore hasn't got the dinim of the out. The out is what the Torah says is your chayv to pay, in the words of Rashi. And this tolda, which is not similar enough, says Papa, is potter from pay. That's how Rashi learns. Rav Papa's things. Now we're searching to find what that case. We've got a tolda which is not good enough to be like Avin is potter. It's potter. So he says, that suggests the Rav Popper was saying that by bar, that there are a bar, and you've got a total of it, which is going to be potter. That suggests that. Now, what's the case of Av? What's the case of Avin? So he says, told of the bar, my minu. What's the total? What's the total of a bar that you're going to say is potter? But it's not similar enough. Ilema ab yud for tolta tes. That suggests that the av of bar is a whole tendi, and that's five. And the tolta of bar, which is potter for ten, is 90. Okay. So we're suggesting that tolta means that the depth of the bar is 9. And it's potter for pay. We just learned the Mishnah in Daf Nun on the Beis. Is a bar which is only 9 potter for pay, or is it 5 for pay? What did the Mishnah just say? We learned something there. He said it's one case the bar of 9 deep is potter on, and one case is tight. If the bar of 9 calls death, it's potter. If the bar of 9 calls damage, it's tight. That's what the Mishnah said. So now the Gemara is suggesting over here by us. Let's suggest our Torah is 9 deep and potter. So what subject is it referring to? Is it referring to that the bar causes damage? It's talking about the bar causes death. What's Avamar talking about? If the Gemara is suggesting that a tolda of bar is a 9 deep hole, and it's going to be potter from Payan, what did the bar do? It did. It died. Because that's what the Mishnah says. The hole which is 9 is possible pain. So our sugya is saying, is talking about when the hole, the animal fell in the hole and died. And it's saying it died. If it's an avalotta, if it's 10, then you're going to be higher. If it's going to be 9, you're going to be bottom. Okay, we're talking about death. The whole subject now of this sugya is talking about death in the hole, not damages in the hole. Okay? Fine. So then the Gemara asks a question. Says, Ilema Av Yudah told the test. You want to say Av is 10 and told there's 9. Okay. And told 9 is possible. So the Gemara asks a question. Lo tes kasivi, lo yud kasivi. It doesn't write in the Torah a whole of 10 and doesn't write a whole of 9. If you read the Pasuk, it's no mention of how deep this hole is. It says he digs a hole. And the animal falls in and dies. And doesn't say 10 or 9. So the last question is, we know the first Rashi was definitely said that in order to be loved, it has to be written in the Torah. And therefore, the Gemara is asking, you know what, you want to say 10 is the Av, and the 9 is the Tolta. So basically you want to say the 10 is written, and 9 is not written. So says the Gemara, lo tes kasivi, v'lo yud kasivi. 9 is not written, and not 10 is written. So therefore, the question is, what was he asking? How can you say, what? How can you say that 10 is, in order to be an Av, it has to be written, so how can you say 10 is... How can you say... If the rule is, it has to be written to be Av, and you tell me none of them are written, so what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara, you said that 10 is an Av. How can 10 be an Av? It's not written in the Torah. If that's the Gemara's question, that's Pashas what it meant, we've got a bit of a question on that question. What's the question on that question? Yeah? Now, see, maybe I'm going to ask you. Yeah? No, the Av is always written in the Torah. No, but the Gemara here is suggesting that the debt is the av and the lack of debt is sold. So the, if that's the Gemara suggesting that debt makes av, 10 makes av, and 9 is not, that means 10 has to be written. The figure 10 has to be written. If that part and parcel of the makeup of the characteristic of a bar which is obligating the owners of chayv is the definition is the figure 10, then that part has to be written. It's not written. So therefore, the question of the Gemara is, how can you say av, that yud, 10 is an av, is not written in the Torah? Yes? Yeah, it has to be right in the Torah. Yivdach ish bar, or yichwa ish bar, shalesh. Yeah? Has to be a 10. Has to read the word 10 in the Torah in order for it to be an av. So that's the question. That's the question of the Gemara. I've got a question on the question. Yeah. After the Mishnah wrote. Yeah. So if it's not written in the Torah. Yeah. It's not written. It's out of the Torah. So let's ask a question on just the wording of our Gemara. Very good. We'll get covered. Okay. Then let's do the Torah that the Gemara answers. Yeah. Not what we're holding the Gemara. Let's ask a question of Gemara. If the Gemara's question was, you just told me 10 is an av because it's written. 9 is a total because it's not written. And then the Gemara said, what do you mean? 10 is also not an av because it's also not written. So why did the Gemara ask the question? That question is just say, if that's the question, it should say, yud looks tiffy. Why did it mention tet looks tiffy? 9 is not written in the Torah. It's very good. 9 is not written in the Torah. I never said 9 wasn't in the Torah. I want 9 not to be written in the Torah. I want 9 not to be there, nor that I can say it's a Torah. Because if it is written in the Torah, it's definitely an av. That's not a question. I always said from the beginning that 9 was a Torah. I want 9 not to be. So why are you saying, test looks to me? I hold test looks to me. But a question is, a good question is, yud looks to me. So the last question should be just saying, yud looks to me. That's what the Gemara should say. Yud is not written. That's how the Gemara should, but it doesn't. He says, test looks silly, yud looks silly. Why mentioning this test? Test is very good with what I said before. Yud is not a problem, but test is not. And now we can ask a simple question. Okay, so what was the Havmin? What's the Havmin? Why did the Gemara think that? It's pretty, you just read the Pasuk. You can read the Pasuk. Read the Pasuk. It doesn't say the word 10 in the Pasuk. So why did Gemara think that 10 was an av? We know this rule. Then all the av has to be written. Read the Pasuk. There's no 10 in the Pasuk. So why did Gemara even suggest that 10 is an av? It's Pasuk. It's not an av. It's not written. The Gemara's question is so Pasuk, the Havmin doesn't start. So how can you even suggest it, the Havmin? Two Pasuks. Not written, then Pasuk. Fine, but the Gemara is suggesting it is. That's the Gemara. We're asking on the Havmin. But the Gemara wants to say it's part of Pasuk without it being the figures of 10. And I'm not. It's possible. How do you say that? It's not written in the Torah. It's not written 10 in the Torah. The Gemara's question is so good that the Havmin doesn't even start. So how do you suggest it? So if you look at Tosis seems to bring a Rashi which will answer that question, but create more problems. If you look at, just, we're just going to read the first two lines of Tosis. Lo yud ksivi, lo tes ksivi. Tema, the perik porom. It says, like the Mishnah later on, son, ma bar shiyesh bo kadei lehitz. Asara, yeah. A bar is something which can kill, and therefore it's 10. It has to be 10 deep. How do you know it's 10? Here is the consensus. Rashi explains over there. How do you know it's 10? Just says it needs to kill. Why the Mishnah saying that it's 10? The Torah doesn't say 10. Here is the consensus. The stam bar yesh bo yud. In ke yud siv. When every ball, stump ball, the word ball is a normal ball. What's a normal ball? When the Torah writes ball, normal ball is 10. So the 10 is written. Because it says, he is Yach Ish Bar. What does the word bar translate as? A hole which is 10 deep. Because a normal bar is 10. That's what, how is that? Okay, so it is written. So now I know what the Havamin is. That it's written in the apostle, when you dig a bar which is 10 deep, you need to pay when it dies, animal. So 10 is written, 9 is not. So it's not, it's a Torah, and it's going to be Torah, because it's not like that, that's the glass hammer. So now we got an obvious question. Why did then the Gemara ask a question? What was wrong? Very good answer. Why did, what's the last question? Lo test sivi, lo yud sivi. What do you mean, lo yud sivi? It is written. 10 is written. 10 is written. It says bar. Bar means 10. So it is written on Torah. So what's the Gemara's question? The Havamina is so good a Havamina that there's no reason to ask a question of it. Because it is written. What's the question of it? The Gemara says, you know, Yud is not written. It is written. It's written. And Betzim, that's Tosa's question. How can the Gemara say that Yud is not written when it is written? That's the Tosa's question. It is written. Okay, I'm going to ask that question in a second. Yeah, very good, Mr. Bob. So what's the Havamina now? What's the Meskoda? I mean, what's the question now? It is written. Top of that, look at our Rashi over us. Look at our Rashi. Av Asora. Everyone sees that Rashi, Av Asora. The Av is 10. So Rashi should really explain, like he explains over there. He said, you know why it's Av is a Sora? Because well, the word Bar means 10. What did Rashi write us? Av Asor, Bar Omruk Yud Savakim Hainu Av. If it's 10 deep, it's an Av. The Bakach Daka Lehin. Because that's what's normal to kill. A 10 depth hole is normal to kill, and that's why it's an av. Although, Rashi, you're saying a different pshat from what you said in the Mishnah and Daf Nun Beis. Over there, you said the reason why it's an av, because the translation of the word bar means 10. Because that's what stone bars are. And the word bar, therefore, means what normal bar is, means 10. Here you're saying the reason why it's written is because ka dark and hence. It's normal to kill. A 10 is normal to kill. So how do I know they're talking about a bar is 10? Because not the word bar means 10, but because the pasuk is telling me it dies, and it only dies in something which is normal to kill it, which is a 10 deep hole. So according to this Rashi, the reason why it's written in the Torah that we're talking about a bar which is 10 deep, because the pasuk says you dig a hole, I don't know what hole yet it is. And then the animal falls in and dies. Oh, now I know what hole it is. Because it dies. If it died, it must be that the hole was 10 deep. Because the 10 deep one is what normally kills things. If it's less than 10, it doesn't normally kill it. So the Torah Rashi is saying, how do I know Bar Yud is written in the Torah? Because I work it out from the fact that what it said the animal died. Which is different from Rashi later on, who says, stum, bar, the actual word bar means 10. So we have what's fear in Rashi. Rashi, make up your reason, make up your mind. Is the reason why it's written in the Torah is because the word bar means 10? Or is the reason why it's written in the Torah is because it says the animal dies? You one place you say this, one place you say that, you say different pshat. Ah, what do you mean, Mr. Block, by the two together? Yeah, but why do you need both? Just say stun bar less than 10 kills, or just say a bar which translates as the word 10. But Mr. Block's on the right lines. This is also one of the highlights. Let's say what this block means. Rashi is not saying two different pshat. Rashi is saying half a pshat here, half a pshat there. Together they make a whole pshat. Well, Rashi says like this. He starts off, let's go with the Mishnah in Lud. He says like over there, you know, yiftach ishba, when you dig a hole. Bah, hole. What does hole mean? Means, talking, start a normal hole is 10. That's what a normal hole is. Okay. So talking about a hole is 10. Okay. So it's written in the Torah. That's enough. You say that that's enough. Okay. Does that mean that 9 is not enough? It says in the Torah, when you have a hole which is, you dig a hole which is 10, and it dies, then you pay. Does that mean that a hole which you dig is 9 is not enough? What did we say? Can you be an av even if it's not written in the Torah? It can. How? If it's exactly the same thing. If it's exactly the same thing, then it's, let's say you've got a shah which is 10 kilos. And it's shah, 100 kilos shah. And that's what the Torah is talking about. 100 kilos shah, stam shah is 100 kilos, it charges with its horns, yeah, it's stam keren as it's written in the Torah. That's exactly how it's written in the Torah. For stam shah is 100 kilos. Okay, comes along my shah, he's an unusual shah. He's not 100 kilos. He's only 40 kilos. And he charges with his horns and he causes damage. Are you going to suggest that since it's not a stam shah, because the stam shah of the Torah is 100 kilos, therefore my shah is not written in the Torah, it's only going to be a tolter, or are you going to say it's going to be an av? My 40 kilo shah, which charges with his horns, is it going to be tolter or an av? What are you going to suggest and say on that? It's definitely an av. It's exactly doing what the Torah is describing. Happens to be that it's the different weight from a normal thing. Different weight doesn't describe it as being not what the Torah is talking about. Okay, why should there be a difference between 40 kilos and 100 kilos in the halacha of whether this is called a damage of heaven? No logic why 40 and 100 should make a difference. If there's no logic why 40 and 100 make a difference, even if it's talking about 100 in the Torah, 40 is also talking about because the 40 difference to 100 doesn't make any difference in the halachic logic why it should come out as being a separate halacha. Makes no difference. If there's no logic to, that the difference it has to be a difference in reasons why it should be less of a that logic, then we can't say that it's not written. It's also called an av. So even though the stam shah is 100 kilos, a 40 kilo shah would also be keren of the Torah of av. Because the logic between 40 and 100 should make no difference in whether the owner is responsible for the shum keren. That was also an av. He only says the tolters of keren, well, if you're doing a different action altogether, using your body, you're biting, yeah, not using a horn, using a horn, whether it's 10 or 100, it's all ours, even though the one in the Torah is talking about the 100. Because there's no logic to make a difference, 100 to 40. So here also, says the Rashi over there, a stam hole is 10. Okay, normal hole is 10. And that's what the Torah is talking about when it dies. Does that mean now that a hole which you only think is 9 is going to be a tolter if it kills? That alone, says Rashi, is not good enough to make 9 a tolter. I have to have a logical reason on top of it to say that 9 is a less of a mazik, and it's not exactly the same as the 10, in order to realize that the 10 is dafka, and only that is enough, and 9 is different. 9 is a different action. How is 9 a different action from 10? So Rashi has to add over here, 9 whole is different action from 10. In what way is the 9 whole different action than 10? 10 is normal, that depth, to kill. 9, it doesn't usually have the power to kill. Since it doesn't normally have the power to kill, so even when it does kill, it's not the same as what the Torah is talking about. Torah is talking about digging a hole which normally kills, then you're fired. But if you dig a hole which normally doesn't kill and it kills, that is not what the Torah is talking about. It can only be a tolter because it's different from what the Torah is talking about, and it makes logic the difference and make a difference in halacha. So therefore, that's a tolsa. Therefore, you're going to be positive. That is why Rashi needs to say punish. Is that to validate that when it says 10 in the Torah, that 10 is a reason why anything less is not the same, and therefore should be a tolsa and not included in the 10. How did they validate it? By saying 10 has more ability to kill than 9. There was more logic to say 10 only is higher and 9 is not. So you have to put the two together. Yeah, so therefore I don't have to worry about killing when I dig a 9 because it doesn't normally kill. And the Torah only says you have to be worried about a thing killing if it's 10. So that has more light to kill. It's a tolza, and we're suggesting that since it's a tolza, meaning it's similar in properties, you've dug a hole in the Shusha Rabba, you made a depth, made something which has possibility for damage, but it's love kiyotza behem, it's not similar enough to the arm, which can actually normally kill, hear it killing, and therefore it will be the purpose aloha of the tolza, love kiyotza behem, not similar enough, and be potter for pain. Potter for pain. So it's potter from pain. If it dies, it's potter from pain. Yeah, it does. We're talking about death. The whole story is talking about death. We'll talk about Big Nishon. We're talking about Big Nishon. When is Big Nishon? When is not Big Nishon? We're talking about Mikkels in the allotments of having to pay according to pace. We get the story about Big Nishon, about when you don't pay, is there still Big Nishon? Okay, so now with this in mind, we now can read the Gemara and have no questions. Let's read the Gemara without any questions. And I'm going to translate the Gemara, the see how Rashi understands, and you won't have now any questions. Let's start again. Kikoma Rapapa told the Bar. Maybe Rapapa is saying a tolza is hotter by the case of tolza the Bar. Tolza Bar, and what's the case of tolza Bar which is hotter? On death. Ilema Av Yud. So you want to suggest that Av, the one that's Av, is the one which is Yud, a depth of Yud, which is written in the Torah, and normal to damage. But Tolda does. And Tolda is death. It's not written in the Torah. It's not written, it's not the normal thing to dig. It's only 9. And it's not like the Av, because it's not normal to kill. It doesn't normally kill. And therefore that's why it's Tolda. You want to suggest that. Lo test sivi, velo yud sivi. What does it mean by this question? Lo test sivi, velo yud sivi. What does it mean? He says, he says, it doesn't say specifically in the Torah, not test and not yud. You may well deduce that we're talking about 10, because the normal thing is 10, but didn't actually spell it out. It didn't write 9, it didn't write 10, it didn't spell it out what we're talking about, it just gave a remez that it's 10 by using the word bar. And since it gave a remez and didn't actually speak it out, how can you say that part and parcel of the makeup of the definition of a bar is that it has to be 10? When I can say, you know, this is intrinsic part of what a bar definition is, that you're going to be five. This is the characteristic it's written. It's not good enough to write it in a deep form, a remiss form. Bar, work it out, that means 10. Now I know that 10 is what is going to be five you, and that's what the Torah wants, a 10, and if it's not 10, you're not going to be five. Look. So it doesn't, if it's intrinsic for the halachas of being chayav, it wouldn't write it in a remez form, it would write it beferish. No testimony, no yotzitzivi, nothing's written beferish over here. You're only making dilokim over here, that is 10, That's not good enough to say it's intrinsic property and characteristic to say it has to be able to kill in order to be chayav. Then you would have to write it pefirish. That's the last question. It's not written pefirish. If it's intrinsic, it should be written pefirish. Look, that's the same. You understand? Says, ah, hello, kasha. That's not a kasha. Why? Because it is written pefirish. It is written pefirish. How's it written pefirish? 10. It says, Hames, yeah, lo, omarachmona. It says in the pasuk at the end, and it dies, and the dead, the carcass belongs to him. So it dies. It says it dies. If it says it dies, kimle rabbono, rabbono no, yud of the misa. It means 10 did death. So it's written a word, Hames. Why did it tell you Hames? Why did it say it died? Because it wants to tell you the bar is a bar which normal to kill. The word mace is extra to tell you that the bar is normal to kill. So it must be a 10 bar. It's actually written. It's not just bars, dumb, normal. I look at the people around. When they dig holes in the ground, I see that they're 10. That's how I'm looking up until now. I've walked down. Where do I know it's 10? Because it says low bar. I look around everywhere. Everyone digs holes. It's at least 10, 10 high. Yeah. That must be 10. That's how I tell. That's not good enough. The Torah tells you to first look elsewhere out in the world in order to work out what the pasuk is telling about. That's not good enough to say the Torah's muppets on it. But now it's actually written the words Hames. It dies. It's coming to tell you it's a bar which can kill. A bar which can kill. The Torah itself is saying a bar which is killed. So the bar must be 10. The Torah itself is saying 10 with the word Mace. Because we want to know what the Torah means when it says mace. So we know what it means. It says a bar which can kill. So what is a bar which can kill? So Kimle Rabbanon did investigation, or the Masura. They got Masura that a bar which is 10 is normal to kill. What Rashi said, Dark Alehemus, is the Kimle Rabbanon. Kimle Rabbanon, that's what normal. Yeah, they have the paths behind it. Yeah, so it's not like an investigation was anything. Yeah, it's probably Kikle Rabbonon. This is that they have the Masura. That's what it says, a bar which is 10, which is can kill. It means a bar which can kill means the Torah is referring to a bar which is 10. That 10 is normal to kill. I have Masura that 10 is normal to kill. Okay, I have Masura. I have Masura that 10 is can kill. You know this testimony, Lucy. Of the Misa. So, Kibbe Rabbonon, Yud of the Misa. Yeah. And Tes Nezokim, of the Misa, Lo of the. 9 doesn't do Misa, it can do damages. Okay. So now we've understood the Gemara up until here. Very good according to Rashi. Intrinsic definition of a bar, according to Rashi, at this stage, a bar to be hired from death, is that the bar has to be a property which can normal to kill, and that's 10. That's how we've defined it. So then the Gemara asks the question, so, ze'av lemisa, ze'av lenezikim. At the end of the day, though, the Gemara is saying, 10 is an av for death, and 9 is an av for damages. What does the Gemara mean in this question? What does the Gemara mean in this question? Look, I'm talking about death the whole time. The animal dying, you're going to have to pay it to die. Okay? I've established that it means a hole which is 10 deep. Because that's the definition of a hole which you're hired to pay is a hole which can normally cause death. Okay? Now, what's the world's question? So, there are. What does it mean? Fine. So where is it written in the Torah that damages you have to pay? Where is it written in the Torah that you pay for damages? The Torah is talking about death. That if it dies, you pay it. Where in the Torah does it say a fossek that if the hole causes injury, not death, you pay? Then I can start thinking about, okay, then it's maybe an av for the zokim. Then I have to work out, okay, so what? But first, how do you know it's an av for the zokim? So it says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Zer av for the zokim. A 9-1 is av for the zokim. The novel Shah Babar Tisha. If an ox falls in a hole, which is 9, a mace, and it dies there, you potter, Balabar. The owner of the hole is potter. If it dies in the 9-1, but in Huzak Yechayev, but if it causes damages, the 9 is Chayev. If you dig a hole which is only 9, and it damages Yechayev, as we learned in the Mishnah. The Abu, and that is the Ab, that is Chayev. Why? Where is it written in the Torah? Says Rashi. It's written in the Torah. How? The harm that you can take after. Because we learn it out from the Pasuk itself. Midasif, from the fact the Torah says. That if it dies, then you need to pay. Mashma bo asora the bat makatsuli. It's mashma that the hole is normal, is tended, which is normal to kill. That's chayiv b'misas mashah. The pasuk is translating our bar, which is 10 deep, which is normal to kill, is chayiv for the death of the ox. Habotzalachi, the deed of that pasuk would be that if it's less than 10, b'misa lo chayiv, you're not going to be chayiv in death. Have the nizokim mischayiv, but you will be chayiv in damages. So Rashi's first pshat is that it's written in the Torah, and 9 is chayiv in damages. It's actually written in the pasuk. How? From the pasuk itself, I work it out. That it's telling me this. How is it telling me this? Because the fact that Torah says, if you dig at 10 deep, 1, then you're going to be chayiv on death. The obvious deed from there is that the 9-1 would be chayiv on death, but then the deed on that would be, on death it won't be chayiv, but on damages it will be chayiv. 2 diukim. Diuk on the pasuk that says 10 is chayiv on death, I mean damages is not chayiv on death. Damages is not chayiv on death, that means that 9 is not chayiv on death, that means 9 is chayiv on damages. So it's written in the Torah, through diukim is also called written in the Torah. So Rashi is the Chadish in the first Peshat, that even diukim from the pasuk is kilu written in the pasuk, and therefore 9 is written for being av for nizokim is written in the Torah. Lishna achrina, we'll say the second shot. Okay, we won't say the second shot, but we'll say the second shot next time. But now the question is, okay, now we know that the av for death is a bar which is 10 deep. That's normal to cause death. The av for damages is a bar which is even 9 deep is an av for damages. Because it's also considered written as the first chunk, the Rashi. Fine. So now what's the last question? We would say up to now that, you know what? If you have, what's the av? An av in a 10 deep hole, that can normally cause death. A tolter is a 9 deep hole that doesn't normally kill death, and therefore it's got a totter on death. That's a totter. That's what we said up to now. So the last one question. How can you say that's a totter? And yud is an av for death, and tes is an av for the zogim. So how can you say tes is a totter? What's the last question? They're two separate offices. They're two separate offices. You can't make 9 into being a total of 10 if it has its own source. So therefore, the Gemara says, at this stage, there must be a total devar out there, but I haven't yet worked out what it is. It can't be 9, because 9 is a separate category in its own right. It has its own boss, its own rules. It can't be subjugated to another category. Once it has its own category, it's nothing to do with the first category. Yud is one category of death, 9 is a category of the Zokim. Now you have to find tolders of the bar. What is that? It can't be the 9, it's his own category. That's the last question. So Mr. Shem, after Shabbos, we do Chazal after Shabbos, and next week, we're learning next week, I'll tell you the things we're learning next week, because I've got, based in conflict, so therefore we'll have a slightly different schedule. on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Okay.